Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 581. Work hard, run hard. 8 Tips to Find Your Running Groove by Tammy Strobel of RowdyKittens.com. And I'm Dr. Neil. A very happy Monday to you. Welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I act as your narrator of the best health and fitness blogs, all for free. I cover fitness, nutrition, stress management, weight management, and lots more, just like an audiobook, but from a bunch of different authors. And then on Fridays, I answer your questions right here on the show. It's my favorite part of the week, so definitely send me a question. You can do that at oldpodcast.com/ask. And that'll also enter you into a special book raffle on the first of every month. So speaking of stress management, last week I actually tried one of those sensory deprivation tanks. That's basically where you lay on your back in water that's about the same temperature as your body. There's no light, no sound. I mean, it's so black in there, you can't tell whether your eyes are open or closed. And it's just you and your thoughts, which is kind of a scary thought. And it was a really interesting experience. I think I have to try it one more time. It was actually really hard for me to surrender to it. In the beginning, I never realized I was all that claustrophobic, but I definitely felt that way. I started to panic a little bit, but then after a while, I started to feel a little bit more comfortable. But by the time I started to get really comfortable, my time was up. So really interesting experience. I would give it a try if you haven't already. Just be sure to find a reputable place because you want to make sure that that water you're laying in is clean. All right, let's move away from that disgusting thought and get right to today's post and start optimizing your life. Work hard, run hard. 8 tips to find your running groove by Tammy Strobel of RowdyKittens.com. Quote, the best runner leaves no tracks. Tao Te Ching. I don't think we can find work we love, connect with community, or have fun if our health is in shambles. Living a simpler life has given me the opportunity and time to focus on improving my physical health. We only get one body and one mind. Taking care of both are key ingredients to health and happiness. Are you looking for inspiration to get your move on? Then this article is for you. I hope the tips I'm about to mention will inspire you to lace up your shoes and go for a run. Tip number one, start slow. So many of us rush everywhere. I keep wondering what the big hurry is. Going slow isn't a bad thing, especially if you're new to running. If you want to get up off the couch and go for a run, don't do a 10-mile loop your first time out. Start with a half mile or a mile and slowly increase your mileage over time. For instance, I've been running for the last few years and just started running consistently again, but I'm not going fast. I'm taking my time, building up my mileage slowly and listening to my body. Tip number two, incorporate yoga into your routine. Setting aside 10 minutes before and after your run to practice yoga will loosen up your muscles and help you warm up, along with helping you cool down. I'm a huge fan of yoga. By incorporating yoga into a daily routine, you'll feel 20 times better, and you don't have to practice yoga for hours every day to feel better, stronger, and less stressed. Tip number three, set a few goals. Setting a goal is helpful, but don't let that goal consume you. For example, you might want to run a marathon in 4 hours. It's okay if you don't meet that time though. To have something to strive for while you train is a good thing, but it's not the end of the world if you don't meet a specific goal. At least you aren't sitting in front of the TV or surfing the internet. Tip number four, be present. Running with music isn't a bad thing. However, it's worth leaving your iPod at home once in a while. See how you feel on your runs without music or podcasts. Dr. Neil's going to try not to take offense at that. I used to consistently plug into my iPod and run through the park, but ever since we moved to Portland, I've been walking and now running without any music. I feel more in tune with my body, pay attention to my running form, and actually notice the birds chirping. Tip number 5, what about shoes? A few months ago, I purchased a pair of Vibram 5 Fingers, and I absolutely love them. I resisted buying these weird-looking shoes for a long time because they are expensive and trendy. But after trying on over 5 pairs of running shoes and not finding anything that fit my feet, it was suggested to me to try Vibrams, and I absolutely love them. And they only cost me about $11 thanks to coupons and rebates. I haven't started running in my Vibrams yet, but I've been biking, walking, and puttering around the house with them. I don't think shoes are bad, but now that I'm walking around in my Vibrams, I've been much more aware of my posture, balance, and where my feet land on the concrete. In essence, I feel more connected to my surroundings. If you do choose to go this route, remember to slowly incorporate this into your routine. Leo from Zen Habits pointed out, quote, "When you first start running barefoot, your feet will be weak, so take it very slowly at first. It takes weeks and months to build up the strength necessary for faster or longer running. But after a while, your feet get stronger than ever before. There are numerous studies still being done on this, so don't draw any long-term conclusions yet. My thinking is to give it a try and see how it works." End quote. I agree. Give it a try and see how you feel. Tip number 6, wear simple clothes. Running doesn't require expensive clothes or fancy gear. Run in clothing that you're comfortable in. More than likely, you have what you need in your closet already. Tip number 7, listen to your body. In December 2008, I ran my first marathon, and it was an incredible experience. However, since I was a rookie runner, my post-marathon experience was rough. I ended up hurting myself, and I've struggled with a variety of injuries since. Pay attention to your aches and pains. If you don't take it slow and listen to your body, you'll end up on the sidelines. And that isn't fun. Tip number 8, you were born to run. Quote, "Children run before they can walk." Tara Humara saying. I recently finished an amazing book called Born to Run. The book explored the life and running habits of the Tarahumara Indians of Mexico's Copper Canyon, some of the best distance runners in the world. After reading McDougall's story, I realized we really are born to run. Think back to when you were 5 years old and running and jumping all over the playground. What happened to that little kid? When did so many adults forget the joy of running? Running doesn't have to hurt. It's a beautiful art and a wonderful way to balance your physical and emotional health. So lace up your shoes, head out the door, and start running. You just listened to the post titled, Work Hard, Run Hard, 8 Tips to Find Your Running Groove by Tammy Strobel of rowdykittens.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at indeed.com/health. Just go to indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Dr. Neil again here. I am not the greatest runner. In fact, running exhausts me more quickly than I would say really any other exercise. I always used to say, I swear I could swim longer and faster than I can run. But I know how good it makes me feel after I'm done running, and so I still do it. And I agree with the author of this post that running can almost be meditative. For me, I've realized in order to get to that nice, calm headspace, I have to be doing something rhythmic, like running. Otherwise, my brain is just too active. So maybe one of the reasons why the sensory deprivation tank didn't work all that great for me, at least this first time around, is because my mind doesn't really settle all that quickly. But I notice when I go for a run, after I convince myself to finally do it, I notice that my mind starts to become more clear. Things in my head start to calm down, and I sort of just kind of find my own happy place. So for me, when I have to force myself to lace up and go out for that run, I think of that time. I think of how my mind is going to be so much more clear during and after my run. All right, before I go, don't forget, you can ask me your health-related questions and be in a special raffle on the first of every month. You can do that at oldpodcast.com/ask. I thank you in advance for doing that. It's my favorite part of the week. Thank you for being here every day. I hope you have a wonderful start to your week, and I'll be back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show, and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode. And head to oldpodcast.com, that's OLDpodcast.com, for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.